8 test, part B, audio 1.
On today's podcast, Megan and I are talking about shopping and the environment. So, Megan, how can we buy things that aren't bad for the environment?
My first tip is to buy things without a lot of packaging. Some things come covered in plastic, then they're put in a box. We don't need all of that. If we stop buying these products, companies will use less packaging in the future. If we don't stop, they won't stop.
And I've got a tip, and that is to buy food that's in season. So, for example, buy apples in autumn, not in spring or summer.
And why is that?
It takes a lot of energy to grow fruit and vegetables all year. If we buy fruit when it grows naturally, the sun does all the work. There's also less pollution because the food doesn't travel from other countries.
Right. I try to research companies before I buy their products. I check on their company website that the things they do aren't bad for the environment.
Interesting. I don't do that myself, but maybe I should. I do buy local, though, so the food doesn't travel far to get to me. It's not always cheaper, but it creates less pollution.
That's always a good idea.
I also want to know that the company is kind to its staff. I want to know that they pay them well and keep them safe. This isn't just the staff that work for them, but the staff that work for the companies they use too.
Right. Yes, that's important. My last tip is about ordering online. It's fine to do it, but if you return products, it's worse than buying them in a real shop because of the pollution created by transport. So, try to only order things you'll keep.
Good tip. It's really important that we do all of these things because we need our lives to be sustainable. We want to be able to live a long time on our planet. If we don't look after the planet, that won't be possible and our lives won't be sustainable.